Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is up, my people? My beautiful, beautiful people.
Man, what's good, brother? You know, we back like we never left.
And it's been a minute, but we are here with a gift for y'all. Season 3, y'all. Urban Legends, the Ghost Brothers. We are paranormal investigators straight out of the ATL. Already know what it is, boy. You already know what it is. And for those of you who don't know, let us reintroduce ourselves.
Once again, it's the bad boy paranormal himself, Dalen Spratt on the ones and twos.
Hey. And you know, that's the sounds of Juwan Mass, also known as the Paranormal Poppy.
Oh, you still going by that?
Brothers, he is not going to drop
it. Do you have a tattoo that says Paranormal Poppy?
It's on his lower back.
Oh, it I knew not. It. And you know who
it's
it is.
Inner thigh.
Oh, snap. It is. Paranormal Poppy. And you know who it is, your man, the Marcus Harvey, the Barber Star. So we got to get back, y'all. And we are here, y'all.
Can I tell you something?
What's up?
I feel like this is going to be a good one, guys.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is going to be a good season, man. I feel it.
Yeah, man.
Before we jump into the episode, how have y'all been?
Life is good, bro.
Oh, that's dope, man. That's dope. What about you, Juwan?
Man, I've been good, man. Spent a lot of time with family. It's been a good time, man. It's been good over these last few months.
Okay. That's are we cool. Dating?
Yes.
Oh, that's why
join
you got the suit.
Juwan.
Oh, that's why you got the suit. Don't I knew you you've been doing
know.
Things different.
Hey.
Last year, y'all, he was in denim.
Right.
All day long. I've never seen him wear so much denim in my life. Now look at him.
Look at him.
Look at like he just got stopped.
Now it's linen. Not denim, it's linen.
Is that a three-piece?
It's just two, but it's double-breasted.
But it can be three if you need it to be.
If I need it to be.
It's a two-titted suit, y'all.
If I need it to be, it's a breakaway.
What about you, Marcus?
Hey, man, you know, I'm giving God the glory in all things that I do. But nah, man, we just excited to get back with another season of Urban Legends, you know, with the Ghost Bros, man. I've been missing us. You know, I'm glad that the folks are going to be able to get on and listen to us all season long with all these dope guests that we have. So
I'm just
excited, man.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, I'm glad to be back, too. But you know what, y'all? Let's go ahead and get into today's Urban Legend. We are taking y'all across the Atlantic Ocean to a lake in Scotland with a big, I mean a big ass.
Oh, it's big.
Urban Legend. Some of you guys might call it Nessie, but this mythical animal's government name.
What did mama name him?
Bro, listen.
What's on his passport?
Loch Ness Monster.
Teresa Nesta named this man Loch.
Bro, listen.
It's a family name.
Listen.
And he's out here for centuries running these water streets.
Listen, man, running them. Like, it's been around for a while. People saying they seen it. People saying they ain't seen it.
I didn't say they ain't seen it.
Right.
Right.
No.
I ain't seen that.
No, but we got a lot of good stuff today. So, like, we're going to get into the legend, but later we get to chat one-on-one with the only comedian, BAFTA Award winner, TV host. You can also catch his stand-up comedy special on Netflix, There's Mo to Life. the London-born and bred Mo Gilligan.
Mo Gilligan Island, you gotta love the comics, baby.
Hey, man, listen, man. Since he grew up in the UK, I'm curious to just hear, like, what he thinks of all the legends over here in the U.S. and what type of wild stuff they got going on in the UK.
Let's just jump into the history of old Nessie.
Let's get to it.
First off, the Loch Ness Monster gets its name from the Loch Ness Lake in Scotland. The legend goes back to 565 A.D.
Dang, that's a long time. Wait.
Hey, can I be honest with y'all for a minute, man?
Go ahead.
You always are.
So, okay, listen. I'm from the South, right?
Okay.
I'm from Texas.
Right. Yeah.
We got little lakes. Mm-hmm. Baby lakes.
Baby right? lakes.
We ain't got no Nesses. You feel me?
No.
Like, I anytime I heard about the Loch Ness Monster, I was like, how is this big-ass water donkey...
Water elephant.
Water elephant.
Water giraffe.
Water giraffe.
Because it got a long neck.
It got a long neck. But my question is, I was like, how can something that big be in something as small as a lake? I feel ashamed that it wasn't until last year when we was up there in Michigan.
And they told us about
when we got on them Great Lake. I didn't know Great Lake.
Was a lake. Oh, ocean lake.
It's an ocean lake.
First it's an off, ocean lake. Great Lake. Ocean lake, y'all.
First off, Great Lake is five lakes. It's not one.
Oh, excuse me,
it's not what, it's Great Lakes.
Mr. Oh Historian.
This guy. Go back to the story. Then tell us more about it since you know everything.
Okay. I graduated high school.
You know what's
got my
going
education.
On. It's just because you grew up in the Midwest. We learn about Nessie and the Great Lakes.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
So, local stone carvings called Pictet stones showed a large animal-like creature with flippers, but the first written account is from a 7th century biography of St. Columba, the man who introduced Scotland to Christianity. It is said a monster bit a swimmer and was prepared to attack another man when Columba stepped in and told the monster, "Go back." The monster listened and went back into the water. Over centuries, eyewitness accounts claim they've seen the monster.
All right. So let me tell you why that story is fake as hell.
I already know, dog. I already know, bro. Tell me what you're feeling, though.
No. You tell me what your first red flag was.
This man talking about sit, get back. First off, how you going to tell the Loch Ness Monster to sit and get back and they going to...
Nah, but you know what they do say?
What they say?
They say Loch Ness Monsters are like dolphins. They the dogs of the sea.
They like a water rockwaller.
Water rockwaller. Without fur.
Okay, I can see that. Water rockwaller.
Like if it had mange.
Oh, you got because you got to cut that mange off.
Is that what they cut? They just cut it off.
You just cut it off. You cut that mange off. So they cut Nessie's mange off. Is what you say? What you think, Juwan?
I mean, that provides the aerodynamics through the water.
Yeah,
you in there?
You in there? Let me ask you this: you think that how bad that bite, that first bite was for him to even come out and say, "Stop, Nessie, don't bite that man."
Listen, man, you got to be powerful if you can command a sea creature to sit its ass down. See. Have you ever seen a fish sit?
No. There you go.
I'm finna preach to y'all. Sit down.
Come on.
Pass,
you about to get church.
Listen, when the last time you seen a fish sit?
Oh, that's a word.
You ain't never seen a dolphin sit?
Come on now.
Have you been to SeaWorld.
Have you seen them sit?
Yeah.
You ain't, goddammit, Juwan, you ain't never seen a dolphin sit.
They moving.
They ain't got no ass to
sit, Juwan. They moving.
They don't have hips.
They moving.
No, they be right on their tail.
That's them walking, Juwan.
That's walking.
That's balance.
That's walking.
That's them crip walking. That's some sea walk. You know what?
Y'all, please don't ever listen to Juwan's aquatic knowledge.
Yo, but listen, over the years, people say they've really seen this thing. Like, let's actually jump to 1933. Photographer Marmaduke Wetherall, you know, people call him Duke, was hired by the Daily Mail newspaper to find the Loch Ness Monster and take pictures. He didn't find the monster, but instead he found large footprints that he actually believed to be, and quote, a very powerful soft-footed animal about 20 feet long.
Okay.
Soft right. feet.
Right. Soft feet.
Right. See, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
You see, they paid him to go find the Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
But he got out there.
Mm-hmm.
He found something else.
What did he find?
He was like, look, if you want me to find out what that other thing is I just found, it's going to be a little bit of overtime. That's time and a half, baby.
But listen, Duke actually wanted to make sure it was it. So he got the evidence the best he could. He made molds of the footprints, sent them off to the National History Museum of London, and he waited. The newspaper wrote about it. It became a whole spectacle, and in the meantime, people actually went out to see if they could find this monster. Then the museum finally got back to him. Man, and guess what they said?
Here we go.
The footprints were from a hippopotamus.
Told you.
Yeah, You did not say nothing about no damn hippos, Marcus.
In my head, I said,
you said a water Rottweiler.
Well, that is true. That's all I'm saying. I know water Rottweilers when I see them.
Because you breed them still?
I got three little puppies.
Are water Rottweilers called puppies? What do they call baby water Rottweilers?
We're going to tell you how these footprints of this hippopotamus were made. They were actually made from an umbrella stand or ashtray that had hippopotamus legs as a base.
What? So, bro, that shit just shot all his credibility.
All his credibility, man.
He was like, come on, baby. Anybody could have made the same mistake, baby.
Hey, you got me.
Right.
Look, you got me, baby. My bad.
I got a little excited.
Now, I did. I know y'all hired me for a job.
Yep.
Couldn't find nothing.
Right.
That's me.
But look, it don't necessarily mean that the legend's not real, right? Because next year, in 1934, an English physician named Robert Kenneth Smith took the first picture of the Loch Ness Monster. It's a black and white photo a lot of us have actually seen. It shows the monster's small head and long neck coming out of the water. People said it looked like a dragon or some kind of prehistoric figure, like a dinosaur or something. Maybe like one of the monsters from, remember one of them dragons from Game of Thrones, Marcus?
Yeah, or the water Rottweiler.
Hey, listen, like, man. They ain't wrong, man. That thing literally dates back to what you say, man. AD 565.
565.
That was a good year.
That's a good year. Lights just came out.
Did they? Yeah. And fire just came
they
out.
They just learned about fire. And wheels just.
No, oh they just God. Discovered wind.
They start using four wheels back then. They upgrade from that
upgrade,
one.
Baby.
In the last 40 years, different efforts were used to find them, like solo explorations. And a DNA survey of Loch Ness Lake to determine what organisms lived in the water. But they didn't find any sign of any large animal. This legend attracts so many people to Loch Ness Lake in Scotland. In the early 2000s, it was thought that it contributed to almost $80 million annually to Scotland's economy.
Oh, you say, listen, man, I see why they be lying.
You about that's to marketing. Make you
bro,
about to make
I
up early
all
legend?
Listen, they done had babies. It's baby likenesses.
I got bit last week right. by one. A baby Rottweiler caught me on a hill, and I'm telling y'all.
And it had puppies.
$80 million, baby. Come on now. You want to get some lollipops over here, too? We got merchandise.
Now, I want to hear what our guest has to think about this.
Man, same here. But first, we have to take a short break. But keep listening. We'll be right back with Mo Gilligan.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back. I'm excited to introduce to you this week's guest all the way from across the Zoom pond.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, bro, I try to do a little bit of something.
We got a little virtual situation going on.
Right. Man, we got Mo Gilligan. Listen, Mo is a comedian, author, fellow podcaster, and TV personality. Welcome to the show, Mo.
Thank you very much for having me, fellas. Appreciate you, man. I got a lot to get off my chest. So, there's a lot that I can share from this side of the pond,
man,
regarding the urban legends, the myths, and all the above. So, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Mo, this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but I got to ask you straight up, man. With that accent that you have, man, how easy is it to get the ladies, man?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Say, Mo ain't playing.
Do you know what? Whenever I'm in the States, I kind of increase the British tone sometimes.
Oh, I know it.
So, I'll say words that we don't even use here.
Yeah.
What do you mean there's no booking? This is preposterous, man.
Bro, that is hilarious.
And it's so funny. Because when I'm out and about, because I go to LA a lot. So whenever I'm going to like South Central a few times to get food, there's a really good Jamaican spot there. And sometimes I speak and the woman will be like, oh my God, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from London. My God, you sound like Harry Potter. And I'm
right. Like, yeah, okay. All right.
That's not the one I'm trying to get. Yeah. Trying to get more Idris Elba.
Right.
Than Harry Potter. Take what you can get, guys. Just take what you can get, man.
Yeah. Man, we go try and lighten the load for you, Mo. Tell us a little bit about yourself, bro. Like, do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. So, like, I started my comedy journey a long time, man. And through that, I stayed in tons of hotels because you travel a lot by yourself as well. So, when it comes to the abnormal and the superficial, when it comes to ghosts and all this kind of stuff, I'll be honest. I've stayed in horrible hotels where I'll be like, do you know what? I think there's probably ghosts here. But I'm broke. Just leave me alone, man. Right. Like, what?
What do you want from me?
Why would you scare me? I have nothing for you. I'm not the one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When it comes to the supernatural, I'll tell you this story the other day. I had to be up for something really early, probably 8 o'clock. And I think I went on my phone. I was on TikTok. It was one of those true crime things that they always have. You know, it's like, this is the story of Abigail Smith.
Right.
Sacrificed 7 people. And it's got this eerie music. And I promise you, I'm watching it. And I'm not really into this stuff. But I was watching it. And I swear to you, on my mum's life, my bedside lamp started flickering.
He laughed at making himself feel comfortable.
Right.
At that point, I said, listen, whatever ghost in my house I have, I respect you, because you're basically saying, look, big man, go to bed. You need to go to bed. So I feel like whatever spirit is in this house, we have an agreement that they're just trying to help me out. So I just turned up the light. I went to sleep. I have no time to be discovering why the light is flickering and all this stuff. Gave me the warning. I went straight to bed. So, yeah, I've got an interesting take on the supernatural, man.
So you tour, and I'm assuming you're two over there. Have you toured any in the U.S. as well?
I'm touring in 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a big world tour coming up. So we're going to be in Atlanta, we'll be in New York, Philly. I've been to the States a lot of times. I've been predominantly New York and LA, done Vegas once.
Okay.
Where are you guys based?
So we're in Atlanta, Georgia.
In Atlanta.
We're down south.
Sick. Listen, I am so excited. I hear nothing but good things about Atlanta. So I'm looking to, I'm just trying to come to the strip clubs. I'm not going to lie.
Man, listen, they're going to love you. They're going to love you, man.
Bring your accent.
Someone told me the chicken wings are sensational in the Atlanta strip clubs. It's true.
Bro, the best thing you've ever had in your life, man.
Okay, I'm here for it. Let's do it.
No cap. I'm telling you right now, the chicken wings is fine.
But someone told me that. A friend of mine in LA, he's like, man, you got to go to Atlanta, man. Best chicken wings in.
Say, man, lemon pepper, lemon pepper extra wet.
Yes, the lemon pepper drink.
Nah, but Mo, check this out, though. So you stayed in hotels in the U.S. and you stayed in hotels in the U.K. How does that spiritual, atmosphere differ?
Yeah. Whenever I've watched supernatural programs in the U.K., our ghosts always seem old. They're from the Victorian era.
Mm-hmm.
They're always white. There's no diversity in the ghost world is what I'm saying. So I don't really feel scared of staying in UK hotels knowing that the ghosts are old middle-class white men from the Henry VIII era. Because I grew up in a place called South London. So South London, like, that's real stuff going on. So someone going, ooh, I'm like, please, I'm tired, man.
Why anytime somebody puts South in front of where they from, like, it lets you know they ain't bullshit, man. I am from South Beverly Hills. Listen to me.
Yeah, in London, we're cut into 4 segments. So South London, we're like the Brooklyn of New York. Does that make sense?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
We're the loudest. Everyone knows we're in the room. We let you know we're there. We go everywhere. And when you're, so what it is, when you're born in South, like you might move away to other parts of the UK, but when people say where you're from, you have to say, you can't just say London, you say I'm from South London to differentiate.
You can take yourself out of South London, but you can't take the South London out of you, is what you're saying.
This is it. This is exactly it.
I'm picking up what you laid down. So you speaking about some of the spirits and paranormal like experiences that you've had, are you familiar with the Loch Ness Monster? Like, are you familiar with that tale?
Yeah. So
my man laughed.
You know what's funny about it is that as a kid, I think I used to believe it, even though I'd never gone to Scotland. But as you go on, you get a bit older. Like, no one had ever seen it. And it becomes a myth, but it's also a tourist attraction.
Right.
Mm. So there's a lot of people that come around the world that want to go there, and they're like, oh, I heard it. I heard I might see it. And, you know, everyone else in the UK, like, you ain't going to see that. You ain't seeing no Loch. But, personally, I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster. And if it was, why has there not been another one since? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, if this thing is from the prehistoric era, it didn't have no children. It didn't have anything.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'll tell you what pisses me off, man. I remember when I was like in the third grade, they hyped up this big television special where they were going to send someone in a submarine inside the body of water to find and take a picture of the Loch Ness Monster, man. Oh, man, listen, man, I begged my mama to let me stay up so I could watch this episode. And I remember that dude took his ass in his little ass submarine, man, in his muddy ass water. And then, bro, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. I was so, my heart was broken, bro. It was like finding out wrestling wasn't real, man.
Really? That was a bad day, man.
That was a bad day. So look at this, though, Mo. Other than the Loch Ness Monster, then, what other like legends are around on, you know what I'm saying, your side of the pond, bro, that maybe you do believe?
Yeah. One that's probably a lot more, like, we get crop circles.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the crop circles are one that I'm like, how are these being made? I don't know for a while, but that's always been a one that I'm always a bit unsure of.
Yeah.
You know, because we have a place called Stonehenge in the UK. So they always say that, you know, there's a lot of certain energy that comes from there, and it's been visited by UFOs and stuff, and it's been there since the Stone Age and how the stones were put there and stuff. But crop circles are the one where I'm like, they're too good. They're too artistic, I feel like, for humans.
It's too precise.
It's like, they're so good.
Yeah.
But every part of me is like, listen, these aliens are creative as hell. Banksy could never.
Right, right, right. You know what I mean? Right. Do you believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens. Yeah,
really?
I think aliens are walking amongst us on this earth.
Wait, hold on, Mo, I gotta stop you.
But so no Loch Ness,
right? You gonna believe no Loch Ness? Aliens are walking amongst us, but there's no chance in hell
that there's something. There is a prehistoric animal that lived underwater.
But my thing is this with Loch Ness, right? I feel like if there's gonna be a Loch Ness, surely there's gonna be more than one. Yeah, otherwise, how have we not seen any other since? Or if we did see that one, are we sure it wasn't just a whale and just was looking up and was just like, oh, rah, they're probably going to kill me. And just that was it. Aliens, on the other hand, the universe is way too big for it just to be us. And I feel like this is one theory, if it's just us, then we're fucked.
Okay.
Like,
fair point.
If it's just us left in the whole of the solar system, then who was here before us? I feel like there's a technology and a civilization that's probably more advanced, maybe, than we could possibly think. And if we're able to send a satellite far, far billions of miles away, who's to say that there isn't a civilization that could have more advanced stuff than we have that can send stuff here, whether it is... You know, flying. So I don't believe they look how they are portrayed with the big eyes and the nose and the heads and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, our government over here has been releasing a lot of documents as of late and of footage of like sightings and documented claims of seeing UFOs flying over our airspace. Like, these are confirmed, documented from like our military that the government has now finally said, like, Come on.
This is unidentified.
Here you go, guys. We'll give you this. this is not us. Has your government over there, has anyone released any classified information in regards to the UFOs or anything yet?
Nah, not that I know of. I always feel like when it comes to any of that kind of stuff, you kind of look down upon as, like, oh, you stupid idiot. What do you mean there's aliens? I feel like what I kind of respect about with you guys have much more. One, you have a much bigger country, so you can go to places like New Mexico and
right.
almost have people that are into the same thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, it's a smaller community, and me and my friends have these debates all the time. But there isn't like a New Mexico where we can go to like an Area 51 and
right.
you know, be like, oh, there's something going on there you're not too sure about. The only place we have that's really secret is GCHQ. But again, I don't feel like you're going to go there and see any alien sightings. But again, no, we don't have a big community that are dedicated to UFO sightings here in the UK. Not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah.
I think there's faith with you in this Loch Ness monster. Like, what would it cost you to go investigate and find something for the Loch Ness? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, could we get you out there to Scotland and really investigate this thing? Like, what would that look like?
So, first things first, Scotland is very cold. Yeah?
Okay.
So... Black people here don't like the cold. We don't like the cold, yeah?
So we don't like it here
to make
either.
Me go all the way to Scotland and look for something I know that's not going to be there. Already I'm annoyed because I'm like, it's raining, it's cold, it's snowing, it's not there. I'll tell you what I do believe in, though, as a conspiracy. This is definitely a London one. My dad used to speak about this. He's a really smart guy. He's a Rastafarian as well, so
nice.
We sit and have long conversations. But there's rumours that there's an underground city in London. I've genuinely tried to research about it online, and people have spoke about how like there's a road and you can drive down there because we have a really good subway system. A lot of it was built in the Victorian era as well. And there's a lot of like rumors where they say, you know, Buckingham Palace has this kind of underground, almost, let's say like railroad, essentially, that if there was a big emergency, you need to escape, they could go down there. But yeah, I do believe that there's some kind of underground city within London, which is, that's probably like a very niche conspiracy, but I believe that.
You feel like people live in that city currently underneath London?
I don't believe that there is a whole civilization down there, that people are living down there and working, but I do believe there's probably certain networks and you could essentially like really live there. Do you know what I mean? Like if there was like something really apocalyptic, they'd have the infrastructure for you to, because London is a big city. So I think it's 13 million people live in London. But I think like that center of London, I believe that there's some kind of underground city. How do you guys feel about the supernatural? Because I feel like it's different as across the pond. You guys have a lot more interesting stories in terms of, you know, when it comes to things like the Chainsaw Massacre, even though it's based on a film, like, are there similarities that makes it feel like it's real? I know Louisiana, New Orleans has a big history of like dark magic and stuff like that. So how do you guys feel about a lot of the supernatural?
Honestly, even in the States, like, you have different tiers to this. Like, you go to a place and it's like, they say it's haunted because it's like a heinous crime was committed there. So to your point, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, a million people died in this one location. And it's like, yo, it's haunted. And people see different shadow figures and apparitions and things of that nature. But then you have something like New Orleans or Savannah or even South Carolina, where it's like
cities.
You start dealing with cultures that really dive into spirituality, and you got like hoodoo and voodoo, and that's a whole nother level. And it's like, yo, they're really spiritual. So like, there's a whole nother level to like this, I guess you can call it paranormal, but like the spiritual realm that like that hasn't been tapped, that we really just enjoy exploring.
Yeah. I think for me, I kind of have a level of what I feel like the spiritual world is. But I don't think it's in a form of a ghost walking around. The movies and sci-fi makes us think ghosts are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost feel that there is a level of, I always see it as a trapped spirit, ideally. I feel like there is a spirit world and then there is our world. And I feel like it's normally someone who is trapped within our realm, but they should be in the spirit world. Do you know what I mean? I do sometimes believe that as a spirit trying to tell someone something that, hey, man, I got murdered 40 years ago and no one knows. And I'm trying to give you signs, but the signs are looking like I'm slamming a door. Right. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's interesting, man. Mo, man, we appreciate you, man, taking the time to hop on with us, man. I enjoyed our conversation, man. All right, now, Mo, let us know where we can find you, man. Where can everybody find you, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm probably on the socials. It's Mo the Comedian. So whether it's on Instagram and comedy-wise, and there's some stuff on Netflix as Mo Gilligan. Yeah, man, that's probably the best places to find me, guys. This was a lot of fun, man.
No, this has been dope.
I appreciate your time, man. Looking forward to hearing it. And yeah, when I'm in Atlanta, let's catch up, man. We get some food at the strip club. So let's make it happen.
Sounds good.
Magic City Monday.
Sounds good. Pleasure, my man. Appreciate you.
Take care, man. Enjoy your day, guys. Peace, man.
That was a good interview with Mo Gilligan.
Indeed, indeed. All right, what time is it?
Game time.
Woo. You already know what it is. It's a little game I like to call Never Have I Ever. I'm going to list some ghastly situations, and you all respond guilty or not guilty. And the story behind it, if any, are true for you. Sounds good?
Let's do it.
I don't know why I feel like this segment is going to get me in trouble, bro.
Every segment is.
Right.
That's what the show is about. That's why we're award winning, baby. 2 years in a row. We only had 1 year.
Right. Running strong.
All right, here we go. Never have I ever avoided a certain area or traveling down a certain road because of an urban legend about it.
Never have I ever avoided a certain area or traveled down a certain road because...
Guilty.
Hell yeah, that's true. Guilty.
Guilty.
I didn't hit Bankhead Highway.
Come on, for years.
For years.
Because what you heard in a rap album.
Because of what T.I. said.
Come on.
Bro, they'll take your cookies off Bankhead Highway.
I'll take your
cookies off Bankhead Highway.
Right.
Man, mine was actually in London.
Word. Whoa.
Yeah.
Where you didn't go in London?
Where did you not go?
So the directions called for me to go down this alley. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But that alley was a little too dark for me.
Okay.
And what was on my mind was Jack the Ripper.
Oh, okay.
I had to go around the block.
Okay.
I got that. All right. I like that. I like that.
What about you, man?
Shoot, all the time, baby. I'm from Atlanta, dog.
Right.
Every street I avoid.
The wrong right to get you left.
My man said, I'm from a land called Atlanta, dog. And the wrong right to get you left.
Your ass left.
What is that?
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? But it means everything.
Right. Because
you know what it means, baby. All right, guys. Here we go. Never have I ever been scared to go to sleep because I thought I saw a ghost or supernatural being of some sort.
Say, guilty as hell, man. And I'm going to tell y'all, Marcus, I don't know if you remember, and Jordan, I'm still mad about this. It was one time, y'all, we had to go to an event somewhere. Uh-huh. And the hotel that we go to events outside of filming a TV show,
yeah,
we don't stay in the haunted building.
Yep.
But this particular event, the hotel that we were investigating, we stayed at. We all had separate rooms. The guy told me my room was the haunted room, bro. So when the night was over and we all went to our separate rooms, bro, I swear to God, I thought I saw something in my room. I run across the hall to Juwan's room. Bro, I beat on his door, dog. He finally opened the door. I was like, Juwan, man, say, it's something in my room, man. Bro, I said, you got to let me sleep in here.
I said, you tough.
Do you know he told me no?
Dang.
You tough, the bad boy of paranormal.
Slam the door in your face.
And bro, so I went to your room.
What's I doing?
You let me in.
I did.
But then you got on a phone call with Tina. And you know how people start giving you signs? It's
so what you about
leave.
To do?
No, man, I was terrified, guys. And y'all left me hanging. But go ahead, man. Joel, what about you?
Guilty, because I just feel like if I go to sleep and pull the covers over my head, I'm avoiding all paranormal encounters.
It depends if you laying on your stomach or not.
No, it just depends if you got any of your limbs exposed. Like, if you can't have feet or toes or hands exposed.
No, listen. It's your stomach touching the mattress or not. Because you're going to be vulnerable or you're not.
All right, last one. Never have I ever attempted to invoke a spirit a la Bloody Mary or Candyman.
See?
Lie to me. Go ahead, lie to me, Juwan.
I just know some people have a tough time getting over things.
Lie to me, Juwan.
I'm not going to lie, man. It's guilty.
Okay.
It's guilty.
Just making sure you said it.
It's guilty.
Thank you for actually admitting that.
It's guilty as charged.
Bro.
I've done it a couple times. I've done Candyman and Bloody Mary. I actually did Bloody Mary in a hotel room that Marcus was staying in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's why, as you can hear, my animosity.
Mm-hmm. Definitely opened up. I think we opened up a portal. Wow.
It started off. I read this book.
I know where this ending is.
Bloody Mary.
Right. Trying to bring you to this party. Hey, man.
What about you, Daylong?
Hey, man, I feel like, all right, I'm going to be honest with y'all because I feel like everybody listening is family, man. And I feel like the statute of limitations is over. I'll never forget, bro. I had to be like maybe the fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember my big cousin telling me about Bloody Mary and that if you go in the bathroom and do Bloody Mary and if you see her, my cousin told me you can direct Bloody Mary to go get somebody. Like if you can stand there and wait till she comes.
So make Bloody Mary like a hit woman.
Like a hit woman. Okay. Yeah. Bro, let me tell you what my badass did in the fifth grade, bro.
You better not sick her on your teacher.
Tell me why my math teacher.
I knew it. I knew you
my sick math man. Teacher, man. This dude, bro, he gonna embarrass me in front of the class, bro. I swear to you, I looked him in his face. I said, I got something for you. Bro, in the fifth grade. Bro, I went home that night, bro. I mustered up all the courage I could find and went into the bathroom, bro. I ain't never said Bloody Mary so fast, bro. I was like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Mr. Johnson!
Yo.
Bro, I just knew he was dead. I knew he was dead, bro.
You thought you was going to have a sub the next day?
Man, I went to class the next day. Mr. Johnson walked his ass in.
How was your night, Daylon?
Right. He was like, so Daylon.
Are we going to have a better day today?
Right. Right. Did your mom get the message I left? I hate you, Mr. Johnson.
You gonna bring my mama into this?
Damn you, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, I want my money back.
I want my money back, bitch. All right, y'all.
You can't send Bloody Mary out for hits, man.
Right. It don't work like that, listeners.
Especially at fifth grade.
It don't work like that.
You ain't got no capital. You ain't got nothing.
But bro, what does that say about me trying to catch a body in the fifth grade?
What's that say that your rationale would be, let me sick a whole urban legend. Now let me try to like get my mama on him. Now let right. me try to do something.
It was it. It was a wrap for Mr. Johnson.
I'm trying to end this man's life with a spiritual thing.
It was a wrap. My bad, Mr. Johnson. There's no more animosity in my heart.
He grew up.
It was a misunderstanding.
He grew up.
You was right.
You was right.
I should have been standing on my seat in class. Who am I to disrupt class?
I can see my mistake.
Right.
As a 40-year-old man, I can,
right. I
can see why I was wrong.
Bro. That was so stupid. But enough about Mr. Johnson. Time for your creepy stories. This one comes from Danny in North Carolina.
Hey, let's hear it, Danny.
All right, so boom. There's a situation where I was living in Williamsport, Pennsylvania with my daughter's mom. Apparently, her grandmother passed away in the house that we lived in. Mind you, my daughter's mom is white. I'm black. And she said her grandmother was extremely, extremely racist, you know, when she passed away. So there's one time me and my daughter's mom, we got into a little argument, whatever. I go upstairs. I'm chilling in the room. I close the door. I'm in there listening to music, playing Xbox and all that good stuff. And I keep hearing somebody running up and down the stairs. I'm like, yo, what is she doing? Like, why is she playing games? Why is she, you know? I see feet standing in front of my door. It was daytime, so I see, you know, you can see under the door, crack under the door. You can see feet standing in front of it. And I saw feet standing in front of my door. So I get up trying to be sneaky, and I go to the door, and I snatch it open. Bro, there's nobody there. There's nobody standing there. So I'm sitting there confused, like, I'm not tripping. I know what I saw. So I go downstairs to my daughter's mom. I'm like, yo. Why are you running up and down the stairs? Like, are you trying to scare me or something? What you doing? She was like, I just got out of the shower. What are you talking about? She's like, I've been in a tub for like the last 30 minutes. It's like, what do you mean? So I'm freaking out at this point. I'm like, yo, there's nobody else here or nobody else running up and down the stairs. What is going on right now? So anyway, later that night, we kind of smooth things over, whatever, whatever. No big deal. Middle of the night, I wake up. You know, we got to use the bathroom, whatever. I go to the bathroom and I just want to splash some water in my face. I'm looking in the mirror. I splash water in my face and I look up in the mirror and I'm watching as three scratches come down the side of my face and blood start, like I start bleeding. Like I'm literally looking in the mirror at these scratches appear on my face. These little thin scratches
I didn't feel nothing. It felt hot. I didn't feel, it didn't hurt though. It just felt like it was hot, like a burning sensation on my face. And I come out the bathroom, I show her, I'm like, yo, I would just watch these scratches come up on my face. And that's when she tells me, you know, her grandmother was racist and lived in that house. So needless to say, I moved my ass back to North Carolina ASAP because I wasn't dealing with that. But that's my scary story. Appreciate y'all.
Now, I have heard of having problems with the parents, but the dead grandparents?
Oh no! You think he just had a frisky night with his wife?
Nah.
I think Granny Karen was on his ass.
Nana Karen did not care.
He saw. He tried to. I mean, we had a little argument.
We had a little. We downplayed.
A little misunderstanding.
You know that
he
grandma,
almost had to sleep on the couch.
You know that Grandmama Karen is like, I told you, don't date him. If Stacy's people had a problem with you to that point that they can hunt you,
yeah.
What kind of things you think you done damaged in that relationship?
But you know, it's funny. I asked Stacy that, man, not too long ago. I said, Stacy, now if me and your dad got into a fist fight,
okay,
who would you cheer for?
Oh, okay, you got to test her loyalty.
Yeah,
because what the Bible say? Who she supposed to cheer for?
Oh man,
Scripture says that.
Say her daddy better get
it
his
says
ass
forsake
on.
Your mother and father and cheer for your
say?
Husband.
Right.
What did she say?
She had to think about it. I said, hold on now, Stacy.
You got to go. Y'all got to go therapy now.
Me and your daddy got into a hard nosed fist fight. You couldn't jump in. You had to cheer.
Ooh.
Who you going for?
Who you going for?
I looked in her eyes, and as she was about to say her daddy's name, three scratches just appeared on the side of her face. And I told her, listen, that's my grandma.
That's my grandma. And she don't play about me, baby.
She don't play about her baby.
Hey, man, when the grandparents is having something to say about it, they having something to say about it.
That's funny.
Juwan, your people, what happened with that situation? You leaving?
Me?
You sticking with the relationship or are you leaving?
So, I think we just got to get out the house.
No, let's paint the picture. You're dating a white girl. What happens is her racist grandmama then gets on your ass.
Okay.
Is that enough for you to leave your child? Perpetuating more stereotypes in the black community.
My man has just changed the entire listener submission.
Now, what are you going to do?
Complex. Come on now.
My child.
And your ghost?
No. And my wife.
Okay.
He said it's his ex-wife.
Go to a new house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Okay. That nana know where your ass at?
Right.
No. She know where your ass at? Hey, bro. Keep up the hope, man. Stay away from that grandmama.
Man.
Stay away from that dead, toxic grandmama. How your grandmama going to be toxic?
Hey, bro, some traits don't die.
They just multiply. I couldn't be no ghost with a grudge. Ghost with a grudge is, that seems like you more so in hell than anything because you can't let it go. You should let that joint go. Well, that's all we have, guys, for that one. That's a good one, guys. This was a great episode, man. Guess you guys will see you next week. Remember, if you want to hear your creepy story on this podcast, please record and send us a voice memo to ghostbrotherspodcast.com.
I mean, we really want to hear your spooky, ghostly, and paranormal experiences. And we want you to follow our show wherever you get your podcast. And we'd love for you to rate it. Give us five stars. Man, we love that review and feedback. We need you.
We need you and we love you. Come on, y'all. That's it for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
Scare you later.
Peace, love, and paranormal.
Juwan will always have something catchy.
You just catch it.
I like it.
He's spicy. He's zesty.
Hey, man.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Michael DeSavo. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Cheris Satchel. Our associate producers are Navani Otero and Ann Lim. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Hans Del Shi, Max Unruh, and Lila Williams.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.